Charles Borg. Website: www.charlesborgmunicipalcouncil.com. Facebook: Charles Borg Municipal Council. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, independent candidate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I live in Chimenas. I have lived here with my fiancé, French Bulldog Kobe and Cat Sushi for 4 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I proudly served in our nation's armed forces for over 10 years. I have recently released from the military and intend to now serve my community. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have no previous elected experience in municipal government, but significant community experience. As the assistant manager at Anytime Fitness in Chimenas, I engage with members of the community every day. I'm a health and fitness advocate, and there's no better way to engage with residents of all ages than at the gym. There is no better reward than seeing members of my community accomplish their goals and succeed at improving their body, mind and soul through fitness. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I'm running for councillor because I feel the concerns of middle-class residents aren't being addressed by the current council. There are many issues that fall within the responsibility of municipal, local governments, and they all must be addressed. But it seems council doesn't care about the kinds of concerns I'm hearing about from local business owners, families, seniors and others in our community. So I'm running to be their voice on council and represent their perspectives on the issues they care about. What are your top three issues? My top three issues are the issues middle-class residents tell me about: the local economy, affordable housing and taxation. Local economy. We need to support our local economy. Our economic development plan was prepared 2010. I think it's time to review it and bring it up to date. Affordable housing. Like many island communities, we desperately need housing local residents, young and old, can afford. And we need it soon, we can't delay on this. Taxation. We need prudent short and long-term financial planning so our tax rates are manageable for the citizens who pay them. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision for our community in 25 years is this: businesses, families and individuals working together towards peace and prosperity. I believe this is a vision people can unite behind. I've met residents who can't find work locally, or can't afford to live in the community in which they grew up. When young people move away, their older relatives are left their own. I want every generation to say North Cowichan is a place where they feel they belong and can prosper. What's one big idea you have for your community? One big idea I have for my community is to have a space where local farmers and vendors can sell their goods and services, ideally tax-free. This will stimulate the local economy as agriculture is such an important part of it. Having such a space, and making it tax-free, would enable local entrepreneurs to keep all of the revenue gained from their hard work. I'd love to see this space open year-round so residents could support local farmers and vendors 365 days a year.